It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. It's raining in this neighborhood, but it can still be a beautiful day. We'll just make it beautiful. Mm-hmm. You see my overshoes? It's called an overshoe because it goes over the shoe. See it? The shoe's hiding right in there. Yeah. It doesn't often rain here, so I think I'd like to go out on the porch and just watch the rain for a while. Watch it and listen to it. Let's go together. It looks like the raindrops are jumping or dancing. Let's think of something to do while it's raining. While it's raining, there still is lots to do. Let's think of watching the sky while it's raining, or even gaining a solid pound or two. Let's think of something to do while it's raining. While it's raining, right there outside, you know it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright to think of something to do that is just right for you. Let's think of something to do while it's raining. What are some of the things that you like to do when it's raining outside? Some of the things you're allowed to do. One of the things I liked to do when I was a boy was use watercolors and paint rainbows. Chuck Aber.
Hi, Fred.
Oh, come on up.
Oh, thank you very
much. Get out of the rain.
Isn't this a nice rain?
It surely is. What do you like to do when it's raining?
Oh, different things, as a matter of fact. If it's a nice, gentle rain like today, I like to go for a walk, which is what I'm doing right now. But if it thunders and lightning, well, I stay inside. And I'll read or maybe write letters to friends I haven't seen for a long time.
I was just telling my television neighbor that there's lots to do when it's raining outside.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was showing them that the drops on my hand, mm-hmm. the raindrops, looked as if they were jumping
yes.
or dancing.
Well, it's a coincidence that you would mention dancing.
Why?
Because my friend Sam Weber is coming to the neighborhood. And he's a wonderful dancer. And he's going to be teaching some workshops while he's here. As a matter of fact, this is a poster about his coming.
Oh, that's a great poster.
Isn't that nice?
You mean he can dance like that?
Oh, yeah, he dances lots of different ways, as a matter of fact.
I hope I'll be able to see him when he's here.
Oh, I hope so, too. That'd be very nice. Yeah. Can you whistle, Fred?
Whistle?
Mm-hmm.
Not very well. That's about the best I can do.
That's a good start. That's the way to work at it.
Can you whistle?
I'll try. I like to whistle when it's raining. For some reason, I just like to do that.
That sounds like a bird.
You want to hear a bird? A real bird?
Yeah.
This is what I think cardinals, those red birds that you see, that's what they sound like. They talk back and forth like that.
You make such great sounds with your voice. Do you have other animals or bird sounds you make?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I think elephants probably like the rain, don't you think?
I would think so. They like to squirt themselves with water.
That's right, with the trunk, right?
Uh-huh.
This will be the elephant's trunk.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Here's the elephant sound in the rain.
Do that again.
That's the elephant trumpet. Okay, how about dogs? I don't know if dogs like the rain or not. Do you?
I'm not sure. That's great. What about ducks? I would think ducks would like the rain.
They do. People say this is good weather for ducks, so maybe they...
You look like you're dancing yourself.
The duck dance, yeah. I don't know if cats would like the rain or not. I know my cat Princess doesn't. She stands at the door and goes, telling me she wants inside out of the rain.
Yeah.
Lots of things to do in the rain.
There sure are.
In fact, you can even dance in the rain, don't you think?
Well, I suppose Sam Weber could.
Yes, he could. I'll try.
Good.
Cover up.
We'll watch.
Okay.
More than try. That's a great dance.
Well, thank you.
Here are your other posters, and thanks for mine.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. See you soon.
Bye, Chuck. Oh, it's great to have visits from friends on rainy days, or any days. Let's go inside. I hope we can meet Sam Weber when he comes. Something else for a rainy day, or any day. Make-believe. Let's pretend that it's raining in the neighborhood of make-believe. But there, the rain isn't wet. I think it would be fun to think about rain that isn't wet. And still, there could be dancing raindrops and people. Neighborhood of make-believe, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. I just like to wear one, that's all, even though it's not wet. That's the way I feel, too.
Berlina.
How's my favorite bird?
I don't know. Who is your favorite bird?
Why, X, you know that you are.
Well, that's mighty pleasant to hear from the lips of someone I admire so greatly.
It's fun to give compliments, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's ever so much harder to accept them.
I'll say. But now I'll say I like the way you dance in the rain.
Oh, thank you, dear Al. Isn't it fun?
Uh-huh. I've always been better at flying myself.
Well, you could do a kind of a flying dance.
Maybe I'll try that sometime. Right now, I'm off to look for a rainbow.
A rainbow?
Yeah. I always look for one of them when it's raining.
What do you do when you find it?
Oh, I haven't found one yet.
But what would you do if you found one?
Oh, I'd slide down the back of it. Don't you think that would be fun?
Slide down the back of a rainbow. Yes, that would be fun. You're lucky you're a bird.
And you're lucky you're a lady, Aberlina.
Works always, doesn't it?
I like to think so. See you.
Especially.
Well, are you the new dancing salesperson?
What do you think of that?
You can dance all right, but I thought that Charles R. Aber was going to bring you.
Why?
Because you're his friend.
Oh, I see.
Do you always cover your face like that?
Not always, just when it's raining.
You sound like somebody I already know.
Who is that?
Some lady. Are you Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Not quite, Corny.
Oh, Lady Evelyn, it's you.
Sure. I'll be glad to be a salesperson. Just call me if you need any help.
Charles R. Aber is supposed to bring one of his friends who wants a job. He's evidently a very good dancer.
Well, there's someone new over at Daniel's club. Do you suppose that could be he?
Is Charles R. Aber with him?
No. Daniel's the only one with him.
It's someone else then, I guess.
I'll go see.
Thanks, Lady Evelyn. It's good to see you on a rainy day.
Oh, I love the rain. And I love to dance. Bye.
Farewell.
Now put your paws together. It's very good, Daniel.
Oh, thank you. Feels good, too.
Now come up. Now relaxed. How does it feel?
Very good. Oh, here's a friend of mine that I'd like you to meet. Lady Evelyn, this is my instructor, Patrick Cheng.
How do you do?
Oh, I'm glad to meet you.
Mr. Cheng is teaching me Tai Chi. Did you ever see people who know how to do it?
I don't think so. Would you teach me some?
Sure. Now, Tai Chi is a martial art that you're supposed to do very relaxed and let your body follow the flow of the movements. You want to try some?
Yeah. Yes.
You move back a little bit. Move up. Now, as you push forward, feel that your hands are pushing through the air. Move back. And turn, Daniel. They call this swimming in the air.
Oh, it feels good.
Very good, Daniel. Mm.
It's like dance. That's
yes, right. But you can learn to knock people down with it, can't you, Mr. Cheng?
Sure. And it helps with people's feelings, too.
You mean the movement does?
Yes, it does.
What do you mean?
Well, in certain ways you move, it helps you when you're scared, when you're happy, mm-hmm. or when you're sad. Have you ever seen children, you know, that they're so happy they just get up and jump up and down?
Yes, I have. In fact, I like to do it myself.
Would you show us some of the movements that you like best in Tai Chi, Mr. Cheng?
Sure. I like to think of my times of doing this with a lot of other people together. Well, I must be going back to work now. You keep practicing, okay, Daniel? I'll be back.
I will, and I thank you, Mr. Chang.
Yes, thank you for me, too.
You're quite welcome. I like to teach others what was taught to me.
Well, you certainly do that well.
Thank you.
We're grateful to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. Chang. Isn't it wonderful to have a teacher who can teach you things?
I'll say. And isn't it wonderful for teachers to have people and tigers who want to learn?
I'll say.
Did you want to learn to knock people down, Daniel?
Well, sort of.
What people?
Oh, they're not really people. I wanted to be able to knock out my bad dreams.
Oh.
Sometimes I have scary dreams. And I thought if I knew how to do Tai Chi, maybe I could knock out those bad dreams.
Dreams are sometimes scary, huh?
Yes, and I know they're not really real. But sometimes they seem so real.
I know.
Not so bad when you can talk about them.
Well, you can always talk about your dreams with me, Daniel.
I know, and I'm glad of that. Oh, there's Mr. Aber over at Corny's factory.
Oh, maybe the new salesperson is there. I'll go see.
You'll go see and take Tai Chi.
Right. Mm-hmm. See you later, Daniel.
Bye, Lady Evelyn.
You know what, Daniel?
What?
I love you a whole bunch.
Thanks. Me too.
So what do you think of it?
I think it should sell very well.
Ever see a dance rocket before?
No, I don't think I ever have.
Well, there it is.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Lady Evelyn.
Well, has the new dancing salesperson arrived yet?
No, he hasn't. But I thought maybe I could fill in for him for a while.
Is this the new model you're going to sell, Corny?
Yes, it's a dance rocket. What do you think of it?
Well, how does it work?
Oh, you dance in it while you rock.
Oh, I think that would be dangerous.
Oh, no, you don't stand on it. You sit in it.
Well, how can you dance while you're sitting down?
Should I show her, Corny?
Of course. You could pretend that she's a customer.
All right.
Hey, that's good.
Oh, you want to try
wonderful.
It?
Sure.
Why, you two are the best salespersons anyone could have.
Well, thanks, Corny.
And even in the rain.
Oh, look, there's a rainbow over there.
Oh, I hope X finds it.
I do, too.
And there's a trolley.
Maybe my friend will come next time.
Well, in the meantime, you're a mighty fine salesperson.
Well, thank you. So are you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. We think so, too, Charlie.
That's right.
Let's get going now.
There are all kinds of ways of moving, aren't there? Oh, that. Tai Chi movement is so graceful. Reminds me of swimming out of the water. But to get very good at something, like Tai Chi or swimming or dancing, first you have to try. And then you have to keep trying. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it. You did it. You did it. That's right. Keep trying. You learn. There's a book I want to read to you. It's called Rainy, Rainy Saturday. Same way with reading. You keep trying, and if you have somebody to teach you, you learn. I'll wear my glasses so I can read it just right for you. It's called Rainy, Rainy Saturday. And the first poem says, it's Saturday, and what a pain. No school today, but lots of rain. And Mother tells me when it pours, the weather's bad, so stay indoors. I'd rather go out in the yard, but no, it's raining much too hard. So I will stay inside and play this rainy, rainy Saturday. And then here's one. Here's a poem about whistling. Like Chuck and I were talking about, you know, I don't whistle very well. Well, this one says, oh, I can laugh and I can sing and I can scream and shout. But when I try to whistle, the whistle won't come out. I shape my lips the proper way. I make them small and round. But when I blow, just air comes out. There is no whistling sound. But I'll keep trying very hard to whistle loud and clear. And someday soon I'll whistle tunes for everyone to hear. Maybe. Here's one called The Magic Jelly Bean. I was wide awake at bedtime. Not a yawn was in my head. So I pleaded with my parents not to make me go to bed. I grumbled and I whimpered, but I knew I couldn't win. So I put on my pajamas and my parents tucked me in. Now underneath my covers, I'm a deep sea submarine, searching in the darkness for a magic jelly bean. I'll find it and I'll bite it, and I'll wish with all my might for rainy, rainy Saturday to disappear tonight. I'll wish for sun tomorrow, for clouds to float away, so that Sunday won't be rainy like this rainy Saturday. Rainy, rainy Saturday. I like those poems. I think I'll just put this here with my other books. Better feed the fish. Would you say that fish dance? They're always in the water. So do you suppose fish think that it's always raining? It's always something to think about and do, even when it's raining. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I think I'll just leave that poster of Sam Weber right there. Hope he comes so we'll be able to see him. Listen to the rain. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Only one person in this whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.